you go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and you go to verse 27 and forward, it says this. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat and drink, if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. Now, I could bring a whole word on this. I know there are some elements of the church, there are some areas in the church where people just line up for communion and they haven't made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's really dangerous, and these churches are not teaching this, and they should be. Because that is so true. Paul is telling the Corinthian church there. They were all in sin. They were all messing around. They were doing all sorts of things that was wrong. And Paul had to correct them. And that is what he's doing here. He's bringing correction. And he's saying, you need to be clean and wholesome before Almighty God before you can do this. And the way to do that, beloved, I believe, is to simply pray and ask the Lord to rid of us of any sin that is in our lives right now. And that's what I want us to do corporately. So I want you to join me, if you would, because I need to do it as well. That is why I'm doing this. I need to make sure there is no sin in my life, and I need forgiveness from sin that I have committed. And so therefore, we need to rid ourselves of this stuff, and we need to be clean before Almighty God. And we need to know what we're doing. Just say these words with me, beloved. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have sinned. And I ask you now, Father God, to wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb, so that I can stand before you, Lord, with purity, being unblemished. Forgive us our sins now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And wash us clean. Amen and amen. And right after this next song, I'm going to be breaking bread, and I'd love you to join me. If you could, if you've got the bread and you've got some wine or some fruit juice, we'll do this corporately together right after this song. Carrie Job, Oh the Blood.
Jesus washes me. Oh.
Ray Job and the Gateway Church. And oh, the blood. You know, when we break bread together, I don't believe this is a religious thing at all. I believe it is just a wonderful thing to be able to do together as a family. And indeed, beloved, we are a family. And that is what is so wonderful about this. We meet together, we worship together, we pray together here on Worship Radio 247. And therefore, this is a family. We are an ecclesia. We are a people gathered together to worship God in spirit and in truth and to listen to the word. And so therefore, when we break bread, it's not a religious thing at all. It's a wonderful thing. What is nice is that we break bread and we take that bread corporately together. Scripture says this in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and from verse 23 it says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread, and he gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take the bread together now, right now. Father God, I give you honor and glory and power for what you have done in my life and in the lives of my brothers and sisters as we gather before you now. And we remember that night that you gave your life for us so we could turn to you and say, "Forgive us for our sins." Because, Lord God Almighty, you went to the cross bearing your sins for such as me. And we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sacrifice, the sacrifice of your Son Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you gave us the Holy Spirit. And I pray now that whoever is breaking bread at this precise moment, Lord God Almighty, Holy Spirit, that you would fill them full. In Jesus' mighty name. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Let's take the cup now, together. Father, thank you for that opportunity to drink the cup, to cement that covenant. Lord God Almighty, you are wonderful. You are magnificent. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise and the worship that is due your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And all the people said, Amen. Let's continue to worship now. I've already played this once, but as I was playing it, I knew that I had to play this song right after we had broken bread. The Holy Spirit is here, beloved, and is filling you full, and is filling you full of joy.